All right, there it is. The drive is live, and we see Tyler in here working his second show of the day. What's up, boys?
Look at Millie. Look at Millie in there putting it in my eyes.
His second day of the show.
Hey, all joking aside, this is actually going to be a shorter day for Tyler.
It is?
Well, not on the mic, but in general. I mean, you typically, on a good drive day, you spend about 10 hours up here.
Yeah, that's
I
fair.
Mean, your mic's going to be hot for longer, but I don't know.
Are you sure what time he got here today?
Oh no, I'm not. I'm going to assume he didn't rush in here to get 2 hours in overtime.
Got here about 10.
Oh, 10. I was going to say 9. So I was going to pick you to run up here a little bit earlier. He had to be on at 12, so I thought you were going to give yourself 3 hours.
You were all over it. I planned on being here at 9, actually, but I had an upset tummy this morning, so I got here a little later than I wanted to.
I am not one that usually pushes on this. You got to stop saying tummy, man.
Why? Just, you know what? I'm referring to my stomach. Everyone's
just say
aware.
Stomach, man. Like, I'm usually not in on it. You got to stop saying
stomach.
Upset
sounds
tummy.
Too technical. I'm not a doctor.
It's just.
Well.
No, you're not a doctor, but you don't have to say tummy, man.
It's just what I call that part of my bod, man. Tummy was upset. I had the squirts a little
stop,
bit.
Stop, man.
Rooster telling all over the
tummy.
House, huh?
Yeah, the squirts is fine. Just like. Tummy, man. Calling
on.
It tummy, man.
Well, I'm just going to have to. We're going to have to have some conversations around the building. I don't mind being a team guy and letting Tyler work on half of in the loop, but we need to have discussions about this from now on, Tyler. You hear me?
Okay. Yeah, I'm with you.
I mean, you're a critical part of our show, son.
Yeah.
Tell me that. I thought you were talking about the lack of the doors.
I did too at first.
No, I ain't worried about him rooster telling over them damn doors. I need my Tyler back. I mean, look, I'm all about being a team guy now.
And I love being the loop.
It ain't about loving the other guys. We'll be a team guy for a couple days.
Again, I'm not gonna
couple days. Am I on there tomorrow?
I'm not gonna tell you when to do their job.
Well, I didn't know.
But Tyler, there is an opening right there for I need my Tyler to be cut. That there's an opening right there for
I hadn't made a note in my mind to mark that one, so thank you.
For that to be a drop.
That will
of
be
Clint
a drop.
Just saying I need my Tyler.
I'm just telling you, man.
Everybody needs
really,
a Tyler.
Really put a kink in the plans.
I will bring
Clint,
the kink.
Someone on the text line said Tyler, go ahead and say let Tyler go ahead and say tummy. Okay, I mean
it's Tyler's tummy.
I mean it's
sounds good. Rolls off your tongue, doesn't
it? No, it's
Mel's tummy was upset.
It is stinging my ears every time you say it.
T-Mel was trying to get some turds out, and T-Mel's tummy hurt.
Okay. Right. The turds part is fine, man. Just say your stomach, man. Hey, man, what's good with you, man? You good? Nah, man, my stomach hurt. That's how it is, man. Nah, man, my tummy.
T-Mel's terrible tummy,
man.
Triple alliteration
Nick
on your ass.
Nick don't even say tummy no more. He's sick.
Well, y'all need to tell him to stop trying to grow up so fast.
I'm not trying. He's not trying to, man. It's just natural. By the way,
that's what overtime schedule do to you, man. Make your tummy hurt.
Hey, no, hey, and now
hey,
you're saying,
hey, no okay, taxes, man. No taxes on your overtime, no taxes on your tummy.
By the way, Astros,
tummy tax.
Astros are trying to win this series outright, and I can say win the series today. They're trying to win the series outright. If you've missed it thus far and just join us, and hey, we'll keep you updated and abreast of everything that's happening. It's 2-2 right now as we are in the third inning, and the Astros walked out to a 2-0 lead because the greatest Astro of all time.
That's the damn respect I'm talking about.
I mean,
that's what
that.
I'm talking about. That's there. That right there. That's a respectful way to address Altuve.
He
right
is.
There.
He is the greatest Astro of all time and one of the best side dishes in Major League Baseball.
You ruined it.
Jose Altuve goes deep and gives him a two-out, two-run homer after a two-out walk from Paredes, gives him a two-run lead, 2-0, and then the ace of the staff, Hunter Brown, was given a 2-0 lead. That's when you really look for a shutdown inning. And he gave up two runs in that inning to get the score tied from the White Sox. So we sit here 2-2. It's not going to be a long day for Hunter Brown. He is 3 innings, 6 hits, 5 Ks, 1 walk, 2 earned runs, and he has already thrown, get ready, Tyler, 69 pitches in 3 innings.
Nice.
69 pitches in three innings. So the next time he comes out, he will throw a 70th pitch, so we know the bullpen is going to have to be at work again, and Yordan just got plunked.
I mean, he threw up at his damn head, too.
I think I hit the shoulder. Don't get me nervous here. I'll stop. We'll stop the show right now. Right now. But, no, as I said in the crosstalk, Clint, this is just inexcusable for him. I have a different measurement of how, well, I talked about the Texans defense, how I look at the Texans. That's how I'm looking at Hunter Brown. Like, man, this is it. Well, we got a day game. They're aces on the mound. You got a chance to win this series. You're up two games on the Rangers. You can get closer. You can get to a game and a half behind the White Sox for the two seed. Hayden Wisniewski came out, saved the bullpen yesterday. Can the bullpen get 2 days off? And no. You had 70 pitches at Josh Miller. And when does Brent Strom get to walk out?
Well, he's in the dugout. I saw him.
Walk out. Let him go talk to him.
Big old head. He got a big old head on that crawfish. Hey, what does he need to do? What's he need to do, Ron? Hell, I mean,
I don't know. You're the Cy Young Award winner.
Look, he's gotten through 369 pitches. What if he goes out there and gets to this next inning in single-digit pitches? Those about 9 pitches. We're going to be back on track. We're going to be all right. If he gives you 5-plus and 2 runs, you going to be all right over here?
No. It's not
going to do. There ain't nothing he can do.
Oh, he's lost me right
now. Tyler, there ain't nothing he can do.
Right,
he's short of throwing 140 pitches and going 8 innings here.
You know he's not going to do it.
Yeah.
How far you think he goes? You think he gets through 5?
Absolutely. As 2 more innings?
Think he gets through?
Absolutely.
Okay. All right.
That was a no-brainer for me.
Absolutely. I hope so. He may get you through 6.
Oh, okay. It's a 69 pitches. He'll have a couple of
quick innings, and we'll be right back in this thing.
They got the lead now.
They ain't gonna need to overextend him because that dang Esoc just put one off the wall out there in the Crawford box. You know this? I'm gonna admit this. By the way, late night Lamont just scored. I've never sat in the Crawford box.
I have not either.
I just did for the first time. I think last season. No. It was a couple. Few
it
seasons
certainly
ago.
Wasn't this season.
I don't want for much. I'll be honest with you, Tyler. Yeah, definitely wasn't this season.
Walked into that one.
Touché. I
skipped this 4-game series.
I don't want for much, but as I see this, I've been thinking about this the last couple of days. I like watching baseball games from the outfield. I think you and I sat in the outfield one time.
We did, really.
You weren't there. I like watching games from the outfield.
Me and Tyler sat in the outfield together once when you weren't there.
Oh. I'm going to tell you, the best seats was, I told you, up there, them 4 top tables up there in center field. That was it right there. I think I'm going to do the Crawford box one day. How many games we got left?
There's one homestand left after this one that ends today. I was looking at going, me and a buddy of mine were talking about going to one of these Royals-Astros games next week if you boys are interested.
Is it Royals?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Crawford boxes, Clint, are
time we went with one of your buddies, Blaine sat with his back to the damn field and talked the whole time.
And I introduced you how I eat peanuts.
Yeah, your peanut eating freaked me out, and the friend I'm going to be going with to this game with is a little less talkative than old Blaine. But, Crawford boxes are tremendous. I mean, you feel like you're sitting almost right up on the third baseman, and the ball gets there quick if one gets hit out that direction.
Mm-hmm.
So if we go, I'm all about getting some Crawford boxes, too.
Them tickets, Ron.
I don't know. Are they expensive, T?
More so than most of the park, yeah.
I mean, you can sit in damn near the front row for $100.
Yeah, they're not Diamond Club pricey, but they're up there. So, Ron, you're probably out.
I mean, let's just take a look at them first. I don't want to just take myself out.
Let's do some shopping around.
I just got some expenses to cover.
See if any fellas are selling outside the stadium.
Got to get some workout shoes. We got to... Let's look at this.
Did you get your workout shoes yet?
Not yet.
Well,
how about some? I just got to pull the trigger on it.
Goodwill.
I told you, send me the link before you do it. let's hash this thing out.
All right, they've regained the lead. We'll see if they can hold on to it again. They can win this series, a 4-game set against the second seed White Sox, if they can hold on to this 3-2 lead right now. We'll keep you updated on what is happening. Baseball Talk on 95.7 The Fan is presented by Xfinity. Score the most reliable Wi-Fi, one prize, 5 years guaranteed. Xfinity, imagine that. Clint, I did want to get to – ooh, that is that hair. Clint,
I'm telling you, man.
That's the first time I've really seen it.
It's got Romo hair to it, man.
It's got a bit of an Alf look. All right, I will not get derailed here. I will not. The other big story today, Clint, and it happened earlier today. Amen Thompson, he got himself paid. Clint, the Rockets, they made the move by agreeing to a 5-year, $208 million rookie scale contract extension with Amen Thompson, their young star. He is 23 years old, and according to Shams Charania, he has been an ascending multi-position player for the Rockets since becoming the number 4 overall pick in 2023. He led the NBA in minutes played last season while averaging career highs in both points, assists, steals, and ranking him 8th in total steals and 4th in, I don't know why he's including a loose ball recovery stat, but
hustle stat,
hustle stat. But he gets $208 million. Clint, 713-572-4610. Those of you on YouTube and Twitch, you can jump in on this as well. Is this the right move? Was this the right move? Do you agree with this move made by the Rockets by signing and giving him big money? By the way, I think that's the most. Yeah, that's the most on the roster. Right there around where KD is. Do you agree with this move?
I'm torn, Ron. And here's why. One, it's hard to watch a basketball player that's so bad at shooting the ball that you can see that he's scared to shoot the ball. It's hard to watch that for me. That's the negative. The positive is I don't know. I've watched a lot of Rockets basketball since Amen Thompson got there. I don't know that they've yet to find what his, like, settle him in. It's not his fault. But
yeah, the injury hurt him last year with Fred VanVleet.
Yeah, it's always something, right? But whether it's the development, he's young, and the injuries or this or that, like, we've yet to see, like, what he has settled into. Like, who is he in the NBA? Like, I sit here and talk about he is a guy, like a handful of guys that I've watched. Like, it looks like he's scared to shoot the basketball, and defenses treat him that way. And I also say, he probably shouldn't be in that position to be the predominant ball handler. He shouldn't be in a position that he's in a good chunk of the time. So I'm torn with this one. I love the player. I love the side of what we do know, the hustle, the rebounding, getting to the bucket, the crazy athlete. I love that, but it's hard for me to say, yeah, man, paying big money, keep him around or not, because I just don't really know where he fits and who he is.
Yeah, to me, you have to make this move. I know people like Ocho will disagree, and I'm sure he'll parachute into the show at some point. Yes, the shooting is an issue, but, man, this is a guy who is 23 years old, who has who has been first-team all-defense, finished 5th in Defensive Player of the Year 2 years ago, 8th last year, and as Sham said, an ascending player. A guy who's improved each and every year across the board with the exception of three-point shooting. And actually, Clint, he's improved from his rookie year where he shot 12%. And he shot, I think, 26 last year, 2 years ago, and then stayed in the 20s again last year. That part has to get better, but still at 23, you hope that there's going to be some growth because everything else in his game is like – really, really good. His defense is already elite and great. His offensive rebounding skills, especially for his size, where he gets extra possessions, is already good to great.